Welcome back to the Wall and Paul Pack Church podcast for your One Step Weekly. I am your host, Pastor Ken Platt. At Wall and Paul Pack Church, we want you to know God in a way that will transform your life, grow in that relationship with Him, and go and tell that story to other people. This podcast helps in that way by giving you practical steps to take in your walk with God. If you didn't know already, you can connect with us in a few ways. First, we meet every Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, in two places. First is online at our Facebook page and on our land at 1223 Purdy Town Turnpike in Lakeville, Pennsylvania. It's an outdoor service and you have to bring your own chair, blanket, coffee, whatever, but we would like to see you and connect with you there. Also, after you finish up listening to this podcast, please like, share, review, and post it to your social media. Your promotion of this podcast gets it into the ears of more people. This week, our one step is going to dig into the importance of our word. How much weight does your word carry? Can it be trusted? Is it clear? Or are people left guessing by your response? Think of the last time a person asked you to do something. Maybe it was go to dinner, have a play date with your kids together, help with a task, cover a shift, or some other simple decision. What was your answer? Was it a simple yes or no? Or did you complicate it and create all this wacky gray area? Maybe you can't think of an example of a time someone asked you to do something, but maybe you can remember the last time you asked someone else to do something. What was their answer? If you have kids, it's usually, hold on a minute, which is not a good answer for my kids ever. They know that they need to cut when I call them, they need to come right away. But think about the last time you asked someone to do something. What was their answer? Was it yes, no, or was there some weird sideways answer? See, the way we answer with our words is not as much as important as how we follow up with our actions, but the two aren't mutually exclusive. They work together in tandem. And so our words should match up with our actions. So if we say yes, then we need to be yes. If we say no, then we need to mean no. And we can't, it's not good to leave people guessing where you stand on this. Unfortunately, being a person of your word is valued in theory, but often in practice, it is broken. If you don't believe me, think of the number of contracts you've signed in your life. We sign these contracts because our word is not good enough. Want to buy or rent or lease something? Guaranteed, there is a contract that legally binds you to your word. Download any app or sign up for any online service and you've clicked agree to the terms and conditions. You are giving your word that you will follow the requirements, and the law requires you to follow them or there will be consequences. And so we've created these systems in which people have to follow their word. And if they don't follow it, then the consequences are whatever the consequences are. Now, I believe these contracts are important to protect those who are trying to do business as long as the contracts don't extort another person, but that is outside what we're talking about. Unfortunately, there is no signed legal obligation. When there is no signed legal obligation, people are less apt to keep their word. But the examples I talked about before are more important than business transactions. They're actually interpersonal transactions. They're relationships. They represent one person's relationship with another. Your relationship, whether it's with a family member, with a coworker, with someone you just met, whatever that is, your word is important. And when you step into a relationship with somebody, you're going to how you are perceived depends on a lot as to whether or not you're a person of your word. Or whether or not you can be trusted, or whether or not you're someone that when someone looks at you and says that person does what they says they're that person does what they say they're going to do. When they say they're going to be there, they're going to be there. When they say they're not going to be there, they're not going to be there. Here's some straight advice for everybody: is if you can do something, then go do it. But if you can't do it, be honest with another person and say, no, I am not able to do that. There's something my dad asked if I could come down and help with something in where they live this weekend. They're building a fireplace on their new back patio that they just built. And he said, hey, can you come down? Every part of me wants to say, yes, I will be there. But the reality is I cannot. I have other responsibilities. And my father taught me that if I have a responsibility, then I need to fulfill that responsibility. And so I told him, Dad, I would love to, and I really would, but I am unable to come this weekend. And you know what? My dad understands. He understands that there's responsibilities and stuff like that. But he's also raised me to be someone whose yes is yes and whose no is no. Here's what Jesus says about this. He says, again, you've heard that it was said, and this is in the book of Matthew. Jesus says, again, you've heard that it was said to people long ago, do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made. But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by earth, for it is God's footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no, and anything beyond this comes from the evil one. When I was a camp counselor years and years ago, I mean, we're getting into almost 20 years ago, which is kind of crazy for me to think about. But when a lot of times, one of the ways that the kids that I was in charge of, they would talk, they'd be like, I swear to God. Well, I swear it on my mother, or I swear on this. I got so sick of hearing it. I just said to myself, like, there's got to be some place in the Bible that addresses this. And so I looked it up and I said, swearing, swearing, swearing. And I found this passage. And so every time they would say, I swear to God, I would say, oh, come on over here. And I'd open up the Bible for them and I'd say, what does it say in Matthew 5:34? But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all by heaven, for it's God's throne. And I would make them read those two verses not as punishment necessarily, but as like a healthy discipline to say, let's get out of the practice of swearing by something. Jesus is calling us out to be people who are so passionate about our word that what we say is what we mean and nothing else. I don't have to swear by this or swear by that. But instead, because I said it, I have become such a person that is trustworthy. Because I'm reflecting God, and God's word is always true. God is trustworthy. He is holy. He is loving. And so I've entered into relationships with people where I don't need to swear by something. I just need to say yes or no. If somebody needs something from me, I can say, yes, I can do that. No, I cannot do that. Let me in on you a little on some experience, and maybe some of you can get on board with me here. When I invite you to my home, I need a yes or a no. If you say you need to check your calendar, then go ahead and do that and say yes or no. Why? Because I'm making preparations for you. I'm preparing a place for you in my home. And this goes, I mean, not just with me. This is why we send out RSVPs. Look, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you should be RSVPing to events. If you are sent a wedding invitation, RSVP and say, I am coming or I am not coming. Just be clear and honest. Don't worry about people's feelings. Just say yes or no. More often than not, people would rather you give a clear answer than a wishy-washy answer. Just say it. I can trust the answer and I'm not left wondering in ambiguity. Just because you say, I swear to or I swear by does not mean that I'm going to trust you more. If you're going to say yes to something, then follow through it. Don't say yes because you think that that's what the other person wants to hear. If you say yes, then don't do it. That is going to hurt your credibility and your trustworthiness is going to be in question. I mean, ask my children if we do this. When we're in a store and they want something, I don't tell them maybe because they're not stupid. Eventually, they'll learn that maybe probably means no. But I say no, sometimes yes. Because I want them to trust that I will always give them an honest answer, even if it is the answer they do not want to hear. You're not doing anyone any favors by giving answers like, I don't know, maybe, or I think I can, or might be there, or ambiguous answers are not helpful for people. Jesus calls us out on swearing by things because we need to live lives with such candor that swearing on things is just unnecessary. We have people and put their, we have people put their right hand on the Bible and swear an oath and speak truthfully in a court of law. But ironically, that same Bible tells us not to do that. If you are a follower of Jesus, this is your One Step Weekly. If you hear nothing else today, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Stop pandering this way or that. Yes is yes. No is no. Stop trying to just make people happy by ambiguous answers. Yes or no. So your One Step Weekly is this. Be honest and clear about your decisions this week and live with whatever consequences come with it. If you say yes and later regret it, unless it's sinful, follow through. Then next time say no. If you say no, do so with directness and love. Don't beat around the bush. Speak with honesty and candor so that with you people know what they're getting. Jesus' words always had gravity and power. Because his word was his word, and we should be the same way. So may you speak honestly and plainly and reflect Jesus in your response to every question that is asked of you. God bless you guys, and we'll talk to you next week.